just don't think they actually realise a good thing when they have it. They just scored. Sorry.
I'm a scorer now. We have a set piece.
Absolutely right.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Football Pod on Off the Ball.
In partnership with AIB.
Proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship.
Check out hashtag the toughest for more.
OTB GAA.
Hello there, and you're very welcome back to the Football Pod with Paddy Andrews and James O'Donoghue. It's been a while, boys. How are we?
Very well.
Great.
It has been a while. When was our last show?
Too long.
Oh, I think it was about 7 or 8 weeks ago.
Was it October?
Start of August.
October.
No, it's the 30th of September, Pete. Don't be going too ahead of yourself.
I felt it.
This is
going
to go out until tomorrow, is it?
Oh, I'll be having this edited up tomorrow.
Whoa,
tonight,
okay.
When
was the All-Ireland final? Third week of July? No, later. Last weekend of July.
Who was in the All-Ireland?
Dublin won it this year. Who won it?
Who won the provincials? And it feels so long ago. Do you know what? The fact that All-Stars is still going on as well. That should be done and dusted with a month.
Yeah. There's a few things that should be done and dusted now by this stage. I think you're right. I think the All-Stars should be done and dusted. Thankfully for Kevin McStay, the Mayo review was finally done and dusted on Saturday. They obviously had been knocked out in June by Derry.
The championship about 3 years ago.
That dragged on for a long time.
Like,
yeah. Derry are into week 14 of their manager search. It's dragging on a fair bit there.
But
so whatever's happening in Derry.
There's a strong candidate for that, isn't there? Or is there?
Who?
No, it's... That's,
I thought it was James Horan.
I believe.
No, James
Horan.
Have you been asleep for the last 3 weeks? Horan has like ruled himself out categorically for this. As has Peter Keane, by the way. Yeah.
Peter Keane was linked with Derry. Yeah. Lads, I'm not going to lie. I haven't been keeping up today with
the GAA. The mileage would be savage. But, did you get a euro on my...
Can you bankrupt Derry? You put them into recession. Jesus Christ.
Peter Keane and James Horan. So who's left in the running?
So the most recent news in Derry, and that was last week, was that Mark Doran was the strongest candidate. And Mark Doran was a coach under Colm Collins in his final year in Clare. He went up to Wicklow under Rushy McConville. He was involved with Ballybay when they won a senior championship in Monaghan 3 years ago alongside Jerome Johnson. He's now coaching Slochneil, Chris McCaig's club. And the talk was that Mark Doran, and there was a lot of talk about Mark Doran getting the Monaghan job. Like, that was quietly being floated over the last couple of weeks. But Gabriel Bannigan got it and announced Andy Moran as his head coach as part of his management team. But that was announced last Tuesday. And then the Doran news kind of came out around Derry. But then word came true, and this is the way a lot of these things go, like, word came true that Doran told the Shocknell players on the Thursday night that he had no conversations with Derry. So we're kind of in the dark in terms of where we're at in Derry.
Who's
right
the Shocknell players? That's Chrissy McCaig and Shane McGuigan.
Got the McCaigs and you got a few others involved. No,
McGuigan's not
Shocknell. No. He is Shocknell. He is Shocknell.
He is, yeah. Don't doubt the wolf. Jesus Christ, like.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a hurler as well, a good hurler.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Armagh won the All-Ireland. I remember him, we were there.
Oh, lads.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's all that back and forth going on at the minute. At the minute, Derry into week 13 or 14. Westmeath are not far off it. There's been an unbelievable amount of names linked to Westmeath. No real idea yet. There was a couple of people spotted at their county semi-finals at the weekend. So we'll keep an eye on that one. And then Clare have left themselves in the lurch. Mark Fitzgerald stepped in last year from Kerry, did very well, relatively well. They were very unlucky not to get promoted with a young team that lost a lot of players. Had been attending the Clare Club Championship games. And then all of a sudden, the announcement came that he was leaving.
Kerry 20s.
Hard to know. It's hard to get a full read on what exactly happened because he's gone back to an under-20s position, having been an inter-county senior manager for the previous 2 years. So
he's assistant with Tomás for the 20s.
He's involved with Tomás for the 20s. I'm not sure if he's an assistant, but he's
involved. That's kind of, they're obviously teeing that up for.
I don't know if they're teeing that up. I don't know. I'd imagine it's
in his head to go from a senior in the county job to go back. Okay, he's from Kerry. Okay, get that. But if you're going to go back, and particularly not even as the main man, with Tomás staying on in the 20s, you've got to be thinking, we're teeing this up. And have a good year with the 20s, and it was good this year to get to the All-Ireland final, maybe win the thing, and then step in for for the senior job.
I think you have a better chance of being promoted from within, going the minor 20 senior, than getting plucked from another county and put in charge of your home county. I think you have a better progression chance of going back the ages. So maybe he is thinking long term, I don't know. Or maybe he'll just join Tomas's ticket, and Tomas is going to be a big candidate for the senior job.
Possibly. And we'll come back to Kerry in a second, but I think one of the things that could have been in my reading of it would be that a lot of his backroom team he had lost. You know, James Costlow has gone in now with Jack's new backroom team. He was involved with him last year. A couple of others that departed. Very difficult for a lot of county managers at the minute to fill those backroom roles. You know, Galway have lost Keane O'Neill to Kerry and still haven't filled that role.
It's a big change.
Once the big dogs come calling, mate, you can't turn down Kerry, huh?
Hold on a sec. If you go back to our last pod, did I not tee this up?
Did you? Why, what'd you say? You said Keane.
I said, Keane O'Neill has got to be back to Kerry. And Jimmy was straight and gone.
I never said no chance. I was like, I'd love that to happen.
Tommy, get that.
The last time he challenged me on something like that, he both had to make apologies after it. After we named our teams.
Jimmy, you were throwing shade at me for saying Keane O'Neill's going to go back to Kerry. And there he is. Right hand down to Jack. Great point for Kerry.
Brilliant point.
They need something like that.
If I was a Kerry player, I would be buzzing for that. Buzzing.
How come?
Because he'll be so enthusiastic. He'll be so football based. It'll be a new voice, new life. His personality will be lighthearted and fun. And I think they'll really buy into him. I think they needed a fresh voice. It's so hard. No, you're with the team for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Fellas, concentration of they don't want to be listening to you for too long. You know, after a couple of years, they're sick of you. So I think Kerry need a fresh voice and need someone they can buy into.
Same as us with Pod, like.
We need a sub.
We need some new blood in here. Come here, Jimmy, there's no one on the Kerry panel.
Gainey, Paul Murphy, Stephen O'Brien.
There's a few. Okay.
But like, even his style, I think, will just suit the lads. It'll suit Paul, it'll suit David Clifford.
I think he's good for them.
I think he's very good with the most skillful players. He can make them even better, even more confident, and I think that's where he's good.
But is there not a lot of talk in Kerry about the style of play?
There is.
And the fact that, you know, you got players there that possibly aren't expressing themselves. Did you boys not go on to win an All-Ireland playing essentially a game of chess with Donegal, aping their tactics?
The one-off game, though.
Marrying them in that one. Were you razzmatazz? Were you like blockbuster stuff all year long in the build-up to that?
Absolutely, 100%. No, we did. We had loads of great games. And like, you do have to kind of mould your approach. That Donegal game was a once-off. Like, but everyone knew that you couldn't just play the normal game against Donegal. Because they'd beaten Dublin in the semi-final. We saw exactly what we did wrong. I think the Kerry just need a fresh voice. I don't think it's any... They're not in any danger of not being able to get their spark back. I think it'll come very easily. The quality of players they have.
We spoke so much about them last season. I thought they had a really bad season by their standards. You know, Kerry even not playing that well. Realistically, they're going to win the Munster Championship. They're going to probably be in the last four. But I don't think they ever got going. We spoke at length after the pretty dismal quarter-final win over Derry. There was a very professional performance. They did what they had to do, but it was just a terrible game. And then they were beaten. They were wiped in that last quarter by our man in the semi-final. It just felt that capped off a bad season, but they just did not play well. And they just needed to be freshened up. If Jack was going to stay on, which it ultimately did, something needed to change in the background. Jimmy's right. You know, even when we were playing, like, you're together every single day. Every single day, and it's relentless. And my opinion from where Kerry winning the All-Ireland in 2022, I thought they'd gotten worse each season. I thought they were going in the wrong direction. So it needs to be freshened up. If Jack's going to stay on, well, it needs to get guys in the background. And I think Keane O'Neill, that personality he has, and everywhere he goes, he has a positive impact on that group. The big challenge now for Pádraig Joyce on the other side is, who do Galway get to fill that void? Galway could have got a heartbreak story. Second All-Ireland defeat, All-Ireland final defeat in 3 years. Seemed to be doing so much right and getting so close to it, but coming up short. Whatever about their disappointment, losing to Kerry in 2022, I would imagine they are absolutely, of course, they're devastated losing that final to Armagh. I had them as favourites to win that game. I don't think they performed, but then to lose Keane O'Neill, who do they get in? And you're right, this kind of nearly managerial or coaching merry-go-round, that's a massive void still to be filled. Out of all the teams, there are lots of changes. I think our friends in Tyrone have got a very, very, very positive impact by getting Malachy O'Rourke in. They needed a change. It wasn't a surprise. Obviously, Fergal Logan had his health issues, and Brian Dewar had been there for a couple of years, and there's other stuff going on professionally. That needed a change. We spoke at length about them as well. All-Ireland champions only 3 years ago. Malachy O'Rourke is a massive appointment for them. They are now dangerous, very dangerous in my opinion. And they're definitely a team to watch at the start. So out of all the changes, I think that's one of the best. But there's still a little bit to go. Obviously, Derry, Hoota Galway fill in. That's kind of it, really, for the biggest
team. I think your number two or your head coach is arguably more important nearly than the manager. Like at times, they're the ones who are having a direct influence over the training sessions, over what the players are hearing constantly. Yeah. If you even hear the Man United players talk about like Carlos Queiroz and who else they have, McLaren and Brian Kidd.
Yeah, that's who he asked, doesn't it?
Hey, McLaren, yeah. Like, ask Keno about Queiroz.
He despises him, but the other ones say he got him to the Champions League. But like, I just think that appointment, the fellas who's hands-on with the team, they're getting most of the information to the players. You have to have that appointment right. And that football coach is key. For a while, it was all, who's your strength and conditioning coach? Or Joe, who's doing the running? Who's doing the running with you? I think those days are kind of slipping away a little bit. It's more the football coach. It's the tactical side of it and the touching the ball.
In the 7 or 8 weeks that three of us were apart, we had player reviews, a lot of the talk, right? And it seemed to be very similar noises coming out of both the Mayo and Kerry camps.
Oh.
Jack obviously quelled all the talk very quickly 1 week when he did secure the appointment of Keane O'Neill and freshened up his entire backroom team, really, like a lot of moving. Paddy Talley staying on as a performance coach, still going to be involved. There's a new goalkeeping coach in Brian Kelly, Legion man James, a little freshen her up there. You didn't get a call, did you?
No, not this time. Not this time. They wanted me in clear, all right.
Liaison officer.
Kelly would be good as well, though, because he was with the 20s. He had a goalkeeping experience. So, I mean, that's an area that you really need to have right as well.
Yeah.
You know, kickouts and all the good
stuff. Do you get the sense that the players are pushing for that? Because, you know, in Mead, the consensus was players wanted new coaches, right? Whatever about the management team, they want the new coaches. Now, the way it transpired, Colm O'Rourke stepped back. There was a review from the county board. He wasn't happy with how it happened. He left. Robbie Brennan's been appointed now. And the big thing with Robbie Brennan is he's brought Martin Corey alongside him, who's a very highly regarded coach in terms of what he's done with Monaghan, Cavan, and clubs up that direction, and Joe McMahon from Tyrone. And the Mead players are now going to be exposed to a level of coaching that I'm not sure they've encountered from especially Ulster-based teams or even the type of voices that you're going to have in the dressing room. And Conor Gillespie has also been added to that ticket. In Mayo, on August the 18th, County Board review of Kevin McStay's second season in charge could recommend changes be made to his management setup. That was the vibe coming out of Mayo for about 6 weeks, until 6 days ago, when Mayo GA concluded their annual interview review with the Mayo senior football management team and would like to confirm that Kevin McStay will continue as manager for 2025. That's all only been wrapped up just there and then.
Any changes in McStay?
There's been changes. With the S&C and with the sports psychology, the performance side of things. That's what we've kind of known so far. There's changes
that
happening there.
Okay.
But nothing really on the field. So, why is this push coming for different coaches?
Is it driven by players? It probably is. Players are incredibly selfish. The players just want to win and want to be the best that they can be and want to improve, and they don't really, when you're a player, you don't really care who you upset, you're completely bought in. Players know straight away it's in the group. You're having dinner together on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. If training's not up to standard, everyone knows it. I mean, it's so blatantly obvious. Now Like, some people are lucky they go through the whole careers where everything is at the top level. But if you go from top level down, it's so blatantly obvious to everyone that something has to change. So I think it's no harm in freshening things up and making a change every so often.
A little bit of something new, definitely. I was surprised. I'd heard, again, you hear a lot in the off-season when there's no games on, it's probably rife for people want to talk about something. And I heard there was probably murmurs around Mayo, probably helped that the review of the season had gone on so long. But you do look at their season, okay, they were beaten by Derry on penalties. Like, we spoke about this again at the time in the middle of the championship. They were a point up in injury time against Galway in the Connacht final, against Dublin in the qualifiers in the Hyde, and then against Derry as well. Like, the margins for Mayo to have what turned out to be a bad season, not win the Connacht championship, not win their group, and then be knocked out at home to Derry. It was so, so fine between winning those games, and all of a sudden they could be in the Connacht champions, could be in an All-Ireland semi-final, maybe an All-Ireland final with an easier route. So I think McStay alluded to that definitely they lack that clinical edge to finish out the games, but this is Mayo. We've spoken about 20 years they haven't had that clinical edge, so I don't know if it's that you can pin that solely on McStay, but the fact that they haven't made any major changes, not overly surprising, I suppose. I don't think they were that far away. And Mayo will be in the bracket. If you look at, we had this conversation this stage last season. It was very much previewing the 2024 campaign, and we're saying, can't really see past Dublin or Kerry to win this thing. Nobody had Armagh winning the All-Ireland Championship from Division 2. And that what that will do for all of these teams, Tyrone, Derry, whenever they get someone, Dublin and Kerry will always be said to be in it, there, thereabouts. Galway as well. There's legitimately 6-7 teams who will look and go, well, if Armagh won this fucking thing, we cannot be that far away. And that is the reality. We thought it might be a year before, but Dublin and Kerry kind of rose through it and they navigated it well. And the old rivals are back in the final. But last year, to have a final of Armagh and Galway and Armagh to win the thing, only the second time ever, surely it tees up so many of these teams to say, we have got a massive chance to do this thing. That's the beauty of Armagh's victory. It just opens the door for so many other teams in terms of belief.
Yeah, and they're probably all looking at those fine margins, Paddy, that you mentioned there. Like,
they were.
Mayo weren't that bad, lads. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but they lost relative to their competitors. Derry were well off it last year. Like, Derry had a dip year. Do you know, they didn't raise a gallop at all.
What do you think is going to happen with Derry this season, Jimmy? Yeah, they nearly kind of just ride off.
Yeah,
like last March, they were top of the pops. They were the best team in the league. They beat Dublin and Croker, and they just had a 3-month window where, like, the wheels.
That was always the risk. That was always the risk.
They're not that bad a team.
You just got a feeling that, right, it's a good appointment maybe on paper with Styles and all that, but if something was to start going wrong, it could go very badly wrong. And it did. And they all seem to pull in different directions. They need a strong leader. They need a strong leader at the top there at the helm. And they'll all row in again. I think they'll be there and thereabouts.
There hasn't been much chat in the last month or two from any Derry. There's been no real murmurs. I was hoping there'd be a tell-all interview with someone from the Derry team. They kind of say, this is what happened, lads. It was a complete shambles. But they've kind of kept the head down, which is good from them. But Tommy, you need to get,
on the checkbook out, Cam.
The show. We need to hear what happened.
Get
AIB back in Brave. Get a few dollars out of the lads.
That's true, actually. They have kept it in house. But I suppose it wasn't in house as the season was going on. There was rumours going around. And it's been quiet since, but I still think Derry, Tyrone are going to have a new lease of life. Derry need that. They need that leader to just spark something for them. Yeah.
They've got very good players. Derry still have very good players, so they're always going to be the mix.
How Malachy O'Rourke ended up in Tyrone is probably a question that we'll be asking. You know, how when Derry were clearly looking for a manager the last two winters, maybe the pursuit there wasn't... Maybe they hadn't made Malachy O'Rourke their number one. Maybe that's why that transpired. And then Duher and Logan made the decision to step away. Malachy Rourke goes into that. Everyone in Tyrone is very, very, very happy about that. And you can see that. They're down to the last four in their club championship this weekend. It's going to be interesting to see if Glenn get out of Derry and O'Rourke is trying to juggle in the two. So we'll see how that one goes.
Just the same with your boys, Tommy. Robbie Brennan with Crokes.
Well, yeah, we'll see what happens there.
Crokes are the semis of Dublin. Again, they'd be eyeing up a long run of things. And may need a lot of work as well. So,
My understanding of that situation is that Brennan will be taking charge of Meath at the end of the Dublin club campaign in Chemical Crokes.
That was an important stipulation
in him assuming the role. So we'll see what happens there.
Mm.
He's done a very, very good job in Chemical Crokes and he's rocked.
But if
you think of it like... think of the size of a club there and what you're trying to negotiate and manage between.
You've got Paul Madden and Shane Walsh in a club team. You have got a good chance that you're going to do well. He probably doesn't have those resources at me. I'm only messing, but tongue in cheek. But I think it's a very different challenge, the Meade role, to
massively
to the challenge that being the manager of Crokes presents. But it's an exciting thing. You know more than me or Jimmy. There seemed to be a real push in me that they wanted to change, which was that fair. I was having two of those games in the championship.
Yeah, it's a funny
the Kerry game.
Yeah,
I was kind of nearly. Let's say I was on a rock side or not, but it's a really hard role. That is a massively difficult job. There's a hell of a lot of work that needs to happen. What was someone else going to do instead of O'Rourke in those when they're playing Kerry, say? He's set up defensively. That's kind of what they had to do. If they went out and played Kerry, it would have been even worse. I'm just saying, devil's advocate for Colin O'Rourke.
That's done now. But I think what I would say is that what Robbie Brennan has rocked up to the table with his management team is what's exciting probably Meath people. And absolutely, it's that they'd be missing that bit of grit, that bit of guile, that bit of whatever it is on the field. Martin Corey, yeah. So he would have been involved with Mickey Graham and Cavan and Vinnie and Monaghan. But it's a club level that he's very highly regarded by players, James.
He's got a big reputation. He does. People. He is highly, highly thought of. McMahon, I don't know, obviously a legendary player and stuff, but as a coach, is he...
Well, he was on the field with Tyrone when they won the All-Ireland in 21. You know,
he was very heavily involved there on the field.
So,
to say, they need a big bounce or whatever, but what is the bounce?
Well, you're looking, right, and we're not going to really get into this. Over the next couple of weeks,
aren't going to win. Club stories. They won't win Leinster.
Before we get into this.
They might stay in Division 2.
So, Meade season next year, James. Okay, James. Meade. They might stay in Division 2. If you're looking at Division 2, you've got Cavan, local rival. Loud, local rival.
Monaghan,
local rival. Westmeath, local rival. You've got Roscommon, you've got Cork.
It is a tough division. Down,
right?
It's a tough division.
It's a very
probably the best division every year, that's what we're saying.
But it's a lot of teams around a similar level, is what you'd say. So what you're looking for is probably an improvement on the field in terms of maybe the game plan and being hard to beat and maybe a bit more consistency. And realistically, Conor Rourke brought through an awful lot of young players and future Meath managers are going to get the benefit of that. So
this is the old Stephen Kenny with the FAI, bringing through loads of players.
How's the dentist getting on now?
He's taking the backseat role for the first month or something. You pick the team, I'm going up for coffee. You can't do that.
Yeah. John O'Shea. You do the England match. Hamer, Hal Grimson. What a bloke. That Division 2, Tommy, the challenge for Loud, you feel like that's a team that really was close to their optimum last season. Could Jared Brennan get that out of those guys again? Monaghan finally dropped down the division into Division 2. Obviously, the McManus thing, Rory Began, two iconic. Are they going to hang on? New manager. Can they get bounced straight back up? I'm not so sure. And then if you're in Meade's position, like small gains, you could jump, it can make a massive difference. Like, there's so little between those teams. You know, Westmead need a new coach. Obviously, after Desi Dolan stepped away, Down had a positive season with Laverty. Could he keep that positive trajectory? And then you go to the other divisions with Mickey Hart getting it to Offaly. Could he have the impact that he had with Louth? And Offaly start storming up the division. So it's loads of change. Loads
I don't know about Gito. I'm struggling to get excited yet about 2025. I can tell, Paddy. Because there's a lot of change.
Not for another 4 months yet.
But there's a lot of changes. That's what I mean. Like, so, like, there's a lot of changes yet to happen, right? And there's a very busy couple of weeks coming up in terms of a few little bits and pieces. Yeah. But, like, it's club season. Like, this is where the real stories are. But is it just the fact that neither of you, like, Paddy, you're doing a bit of golfing. James, you've been sunning yourself abroad. Is it just the fact that neither of you are slogging it on a Tuesday and a Thursday night?
I've been doing a bit of coaching, T. That's blasphemy.
Oh, let's hear this. Where have you been?
Derry.
I'm up and down the road to Derry. I'm doing so much. Coaching kids' teams, still the club. Like.
Okay.
You're getting Hugo into it. Is Hugo, do you reckon he's going to be left or right?
Both.
Put him on the left, man. It is some.
He's not even walking, Jimmy, and I'm just throwing a football at him. Do you know what he needs to do, first and foremost? He needs to shift a bit of that. He needs to get into fat camp.
Paddy, that'll come.
I said just before, lads, he's arsing around the place. I was like, buddy, pre-season is coming up. You are going to be working. Well, he's 11 foot tall now. He's getting very bad. The club season hasn't kicked off, boys, because it's like it's still... Get me to the county finals.
Yeah, and then it only kicks off at county finals, I agree.
We're getting there, lads.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. Couple of weeks for that.
Yeah, semi-final stages now in Tyrone. Yeah, semi-final stage in Tyrone, semi-final stages in Mayo. Kerry County Championship at the quarter-final stages. You know, Kildare is getting to the semi-final stages.
With Kerry, the Crokes won the club championship, right? So they're at the moment representing...
That's a terrible final.
Yeah,
that was not a terrible final. The first half of that, there was great football played that day.
Terrible football. I was in Dingle that day. I was going, please let Dingle.
What are you talking about? I literally sent
3 or 4 points.
I sent that first half to loads of people. I was like, look at the attacking display from Crokes here. That was a very good game of football.
I was very disappointed with Dingle.
James wasn't happy with me about that.
No, you just got a little bit overexcited.
Jimmy, you were on one of your 10 holidays that day, if I'm not mistaken.
You see, Crokes are big rivals of us, you see. There's no need to get too complimentary. Anyway, day one, right? So they're representing unless another club wins the county championship. So it could be a futile process, really, in terms of seeing who represents Kerry. If he's Kerry, we're to win it.
Say Brendan's are going to win the county championship.
Well, Brendan's are in the quarters. Glad so is Kerry. So are Crokes. So are Dingle. They're probably... And Kenmare, Shawnee Shays, crowd. So you've got 5 good teams there.
I've been chatting to a few people at Brendan's. I'm actually down, Jimmy. I'm down your neck of the woods in a couple of weeks. I'm backing my boys to win that.
This is the first year they've been together because they have Austin
Stacks.
Kieran Dorelli.
I've heard the sales
pitch. They've won Munster Championships in the last
He's a benefactor of the Brendan's board.
I have heard the sales pitch from St. Brendan's and I'm all in.
Yeah, they have a chance, but I think it's maybe the first year they're together. It'd be difficult to win this year.
Is it easy to gel, James, when you're playing for divisional side?
Well, it is for someone like East Kerry because they're all into county. They've all been tipping away with the, even like at some stage they've been in with the training panel or whatever. They're all at a very high level. So they do gel pretty quickly, but it's tough for the rest of the teams, definitely. When you're bringing young fellas up and they need to play a couple of years, it is trickier.
Yeah.
The club championships are better in Kerry. There is no doubt about that. There's more do or die. I can't lose this game. Do you know, you have that fear.
The club is better than the county championship.
Yeah, it is. No, it is definitely.
But like, your August was like that. It was relentless. It was week on week championship. And you got to the, did you get to semi-final?
That was a bit too heavy, because that doesn't suit me, I need at least a week off there.
You need a 3 week lead in just to get it.
Definitely a 2 week. 34
now. Gargle out the system from the last day and then ease your way in.
Yeah, I must get some high speed meters up now this week. We're back. We still have the World Cup.
You got the O'Donoghue
Cup.
The O'Donoghue Cup, yeah.
Honestly, we were saying, Jimmy, you look Fucking unbelievable. you look, honestly, did you get Botox or something? You're
go
Turkey with Barry.
Did you go to Turkey?
Just in the forehead.
Is it Turkey with Barry John Keane?
What would I go to Turkey for?
Botox in the forehead.
No. Definitely. You don't have to go to Turkey for that.
There's something going on with that hair. That is looking very lush. You've done
it
something.
It is looking well, all right. It's the, yeah, it's the keratin.
The time.
So look, we're going to be keeping an eye on the keeping an eye on the club action over the next couple of weeks. We've actually got a couple of really exciting interviews planned. You may have seen the piece we did of the two Clifford brothers back in March. So we have a version of that coming to you very, very soon with some very interesting characters over the next couple of weeks. We'll also have probably football pods every 2 weeks, maybe every week when we get to the provincial stages of the club championships. And yeah, we'll be with you up until Christmas. We've had our break. We've had our split season. So, you know, we've had that little bit of
re-energized.
So before we wrap up here, boys, a couple of other little bits of news from the last couple of weeks, and I just wanted to get your take on it. You can stop me here if you want to jump in, or you can just say next if you're not interested, if it's not sexy enough for you, right? Pre-season competitions cancelled. No more. 2025. Agreed. There'll be no Bourne Cup, no McKenna Cup. You're happy out, Paddy, are you?
Yeah, we've been calling for that. The only one...
Even if there's new rules coming in?
No, yeah. That's the one year you could probably use them to bring those rules in. No, it's better. There's not enough space for them. I'm outside of the McKenna Cup, which was taken more seriously in Ulster. They're not a loss to the calendar, in my opinion. I know the Leinster Council and the Connacht Council, I've seen an interview, the loss of the FBD League and sponsorship and things like that. Just, I think the game had outgrown them, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree, but the only thing is the game is going to be played anyway. Like, teams are going to be, they're going to be playing friendly matches, and the game's still going to be on, it's just not going to be for a cup. You know, nobody really cared who won the McGrath Cup, but it was just like for people to go and see some younger Kerry players or younger Cork players and maybe some college players. Those games are still on. It just won't be an official game. Like, some teams are playing friendly on a Wednesday and then playing... Was it Dublin, actually? Played a friendly on a Wednesday and played Auburn Cup on the Sunday, but actually played a stronger team. They played a stronger team on the Wednesday in the friendly than they did.
That happens all the time. Sure, Donegal Armagh had a game earlier this year where an eligible player was accidentally played, but one of the teams just had a complete shadow team out, and their first team were playing a challenge match down the country, like in the McKenna Cup. So even in that, it was happening. But look, at the gate receipts one, I know you're referencing the interview there, John Prendy. Like,
yeah, that's,
you know, some people will point to that and say, you know, all of the scholarship grants that are given out by the Connacht Council, that's where that money comes from, the FBD League, like, you know, for players going to college and stuff. So, like, it isn't really a black and white conversation. I would say, though, in the 1 year where Jarlett Burns has put a massive push into this FRC, the Football Review Committee, with Jim Gavin, and the dates are up against them, and they need to get new rules in and bedded in. Like, these games are going to be played, if people aren't aware, they're going to be played and televised. A new interprovincial, essentially, weekend with players that aren't involved in their club championships. It's going to be played in the middle of October. It's going to be in Croke Park. It's going to be Leinster, Ulster, Connacht, and Munster. And they're going to be televised on TG Carr, I think, on the Friday night, and RT on the Saturday. And the Friday,
you'll be down in Kerry that weekend. I'll be
Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th of October. And these new rules are going to be trialed there, right? So the public are going to get a chance to have a look at what the FRC are proposing. So whether that be the solo and go.
Is every rule going to be involved in that?
They're going to be trialed in different ways. I don't know if they're going to be trying them all at
once. There's loads of these trial games are ongoing now as we speak.
They've had like 7 or 8, and like these two games
have been happening in the background, yeah.
They've been happening in the background, yeah. And they've been kind of ironing out issues and tweaking things.
Do you know what's good, Tommy? And I agree, okay, if there's 1 year going to keep those preseason competitions, it would be for this. But the benefit of this would be those younger players get to train and play with their colleges instead of those... They're not with the counties that they're given time to play the Singerston Cup.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
If that doesn't happen, and it's, as Jimmy's saying, that we've got rid of the tournaments, we're still going to flog all the players, play all these games and play a challenge match on a Tuesday night and a college game on a Wednesday, and guys are still getting injured, that kind of defeats the purpose of it.
But Paddy, like, just to put it to you, at the same time, that the preseason competitions have been removed. The GPA and the GAA have announced their no contact November, so the return to training date is December 7th. So inter-county teams preparing for the 2025 season technically only have December 7th until January the 27th when the first round of the league takes place. That's 6 weeks.
You say every county is adhering to that.
But that's what I'm saying to you about, you're saying about the college players. Do you think every county is, like, to me, my reading of it is, the only people losing out in November are the players who won't be able to claim expenses on the training sessions that they'll invariably be going to. Like that's probably what's going to happen.
No, they'll be is Monique gym Rourke programs not going to see any Tyrone in their own gyms and things.
Do you not? You don't think there's going to be trial games in Tyrone or Meath or anywhere where there's new management teams coming in? Like, surely they have to be looking at players. Like, that has to happen somewhere.
So far.
You don't think there's room for trials? No.
A trial game, unless it's under eight. Waste of time.
Okay.
I wouldn't be for a trial match. Sure, well.
You prefer this no contact November. Don't WhatsApp me. Yeah. Don't contact me.
I would.
No training.
Yeah. I would. And, like, because players are still going to be training away themselves, but it's away from the group and it's a chance to freshen up mentally. I have no problem with it.
Okay. It's interesting.
Trial games. Anyway,
what's your next topic, T? Come on.
International rules potentially returning at some stage into the calendar.
I heard this.
Would it float your boat?
Ongoing?
Seems to be something in it, yeah. Would it float your boat to put on an Ireland jersey and go up against the Aussies at some stage? Or would it have? I know you did it under 17s. Did you do it at senior level?
I think a lot of players, the players experience that was pretty good. Would I be right in saying that, Jimmy? Anyone who did it kind of enjoyed the international rules experience. And the media kind of just fell out of love with it. Our supporters, it's just become, again, we're back to where do you fit it in Canada. But exactly. There seems to be a lot of, I've heard from different sources, momentum behind that this may be making a comeback. So.
Yeah, it's an interesting one to keep an eye on. There's obviously a lot of players in Australia at the minute. They're talking about a women's version as well, given that the AFLW has that strong link as well. So there's that. That's kind of some of the bits and pieces that are floating about. James.
Friend of the show, Conor McKenna.
Yes.
Big weekend. It's only the second ever after Tiger.
Did he get game time?
Is that right?
He did. Yeah. Final quarter. Big impact. Big impact beforehand as well.
Bit of a whitewash, wasn't it? I watched it.
Yeah. Like, double scores, 120-60.
Yeah. Sydney shit the talk tick. But great for Conor McKenna, yeah. All Ireland and AFL champion.
That is. Embarrassing. Congrats.
They're the bits and pieces, lads. We have the FRC and their interprovincials taking place in 2 weeks' time. Well, we're keeping an eye on these new rules that are going to be trialed potentially next year are on the table. They'll be visible to the public so people get the chance to have an idea of what all the talk has been about when it comes to a two-point scoring arc or a solo and go or keeping three up and three defenders up and three attackers up and just seeing what impact that might have on the game of Gaelic football. We've mentioned the prospect of an international rules. Conor McKenna and Dara Joyce at the weekend winning what they did in the AFL. And the club action heating up. We'll be keeping an eye on that over the next couple of weeks. Plenty of semi-finals and finals happening. Is that it? Are we going to leave it at that, lads? Is that kind of all the news? We talk about the managers and I think that's us really, isn't it? That's all.
You're trying to swerve the dodgy All-Star selection again, are you? Because you are officially in the All-Star selection committee.
They need to shake that up again for next year because they've had a howler.
Tommy, you nominated 7 main players and you didn't nominate Stephen Campbell. That is...
Hold on now.
That's a shocker.
You don't know who I nominated.
You showed me the list.
It's like Big Brother. Campbell, you can't discuss who you've nominated. The thing with Campbell is, because people are saying, oh, he wasn't starting. I don't think that matters. Because you can have more of an impact on a match in 20 minutes off the bench than another fella fluting around for 70 minutes. It depends on the quality that you're delivering and your spell on the field. And it was Armand's tactics to hold him and deliver, and he did his role excellently. And
his impact that he had in the game.
He just nominated. I'm going to say, nominated. Every Tom, Dick and Harry gets nominated.
Huh? You had a winner.
I did have him in the team. But I think that they missed a chance, right, to actually almost redefine the role of a substitute and actually give it the respect that it deserves in the game. Because at the moment, it's like, oh, he deserved it because he was a sub. That's not the case anymore. They call it finishers. A fellow who comes on and sees out the game is just as important as a fellow who's on the first 15.
Am I right? Was Kevin McMenamin nominated in 2011? I think he was.
He wasn't nominated in 11. I don't think. I think he was nominated later. I think
he was nominated in 16 when he started a lot of the games. But am I right? I thought Kev got nominated for the impact he made off the bench.
100% sure of that. Should have been. Because he had... Yeah. There'd probably be no...
Makes a difference. Do you make a difference or not?
Yeah, he was nominated in 11. He was nominated in 11, yeah.
So there's precedent for it. He had a massive impact for Dublin that year off the bench. Dublin won the All-Ireland. Campbell's impact this year. Not in every game, but some. If you're talking about moments of the summer, X-factor things, semi-final against Kerry, his first touch, like we were at the game, the final, lads, and he sets up the goal. Electrified the stadium, you know, so it was... I don't know, Tommy, you might hand over your license to either me or Jimmy next year.
Yeah, well, look, lads, it's that's just democracy, isn't it? Sometimes things happen. It goes to a vote and, you know, certain people miss out. Like, I put it to you, who would you have removed from the 45? And I'm going to put you on the spot there. I'm not going to get you to answer it. But, like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like look, if you look at the numbers, like Campbell actually started more games than he came off the bench in this year. Like, I know he was looked at as a sub, but
look at this.
He started 5 games. So
you're not going to turn us, Tommy. Trevor Giles shouldn't be in there, and you put him in instead of Campbell.
He had more impact on the championship than 99% of players, I would say.
He was very unlucky.
And shunned. A nomination. I would have actually been having this argument if he didn't get an Oscar. That might not a fucking nomination.
Well, listen, didn't he make the Football Pods team of the championship?
Obviously,
more prestigious.
Constellation and all. Because there's actually a bit of sense.
Possibly. We won't have a banquet, but, you know, maybe one day we will.
We should have a banquet.
Paddy Andrews, James O'Donoghue, we're back. We will be back more regularly across the club season. We'll be keeping an eye on all the comings and goings with club managers and stuff. We might just, the next pod, we might just record it whenever a bit of news breaks. And we'll hop on and get it done then, right? And
There's not much happening at the moment, to be fair.
Keep fit, boys. Keep healthy. Find some way of training in October.
Well, but whatever Jimmy's doing, I want to do that.
I haven't gotten up off my arse. Well, I'm back this weekend, though.
Just relaxed.
Mass runs.
Be so lucky to still be in club championship.
Oh, mass runs. Great to chat, lads, as well.
Good to see you, boys.
We missed each other.
The Football Pod is brought to you, of course, by AIB, proud sponsors of the Senior Football Championship. Check out hashtag the toughest for more. And we will be keeping an eye on all the club action over the next couple of weeks. My home club in Meath Hill, are in an intermediate championship semi-final this weekend. A massive thing for the parish. So best of luck to the lads. And the Cratloe Hurlers are also in semi-final action this Sunday. So I don't know how I'm going to split my time this weekend.
Do you remember of any other clubs, though?
Well, I'm playing with Cratlow Footballers, who were in semi-final action the week after that. So, trying to keep the head down at the weekend for the last couple of weeks. Lads, we'll catch up soon. Hopefully, there's still a bit of football to talk about. And, be good.
Great to see you, boys, again.
Good to see you, boys.
Nice one, lads. See you later. Bye-bye.